أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in the previous ayat how the mushrikeen and how the polytheists of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they had made these unrealistic, absurd demands. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the Quran let us see the mountains moving. Through the Quran let us see you moving the lands apart and splitting the land apart. Let us see you bringing the dead back to life and speaking to them. So they kept on taunting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially when, you know, they were comparing him to prophets of the past. So Sulaiman alayhi salam could do this, Isa alayhi salam could do that, why can't you do it? So naturally our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hurt. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times he would be affected by the ridiculing and the mocking of these people. And they were his own people. I mean, they were his own family. People who you would feel would support you at the time when you are being mocked and when the time when you are being ridiculed. But they were the very ones who were doing that to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in ayah number 32 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly prophets who came before you were mocked at. Prophets were mocked at, who came before you. They were also ridiculed. If you look at Nuh alayhi salam, and you look at all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they were mocked at and they were ridiculed. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. But I let the disbelievers go on for a little while. أَمْلَيْتُ. I gave the disbelievers respite. And sometimes we see around the world that Muslims are suffering at the hands of oppressors and are suffering at the hands of the disbelievers. And they are just going on and on and on, and they are given the rope and the freedom to do as they please, to oppress and to carry out injustices different parts of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah deliberately gives them the rope and gives them respite. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. To understand this and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it is, let us take a simple example. You have a person who has a dog. He has a violent dog and he has a dog on a leash. Alright? Now he could have the dog on a short leash or he could have the dog on a long leash. If he has the dog on a short leash and this dog wants to attack, every moment it gets, it wants to attack, wants to oppress, wants to carry out an injustice. Alright? And you let the dog run. The dog will run for a little while. And it will not reach its full speed and full pace. And if you pull it back, it's going to cause the dog some pain or some hurt, but not that much. Why? Because the dog wasn't running at full speed. Then you have another dog, and you give it a long leash, and you let it run and run and run and run until it picks up full speed, and then you pull. What happens to that dog? That dog will suffer far more than the first dog who was given a short leash to run on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah gives them a long leash and let them run and run and transgress and oppress and carry out injustice and go on and just on and on. Allah then says, فَكَيْفَ ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ. Then I seize them. I give them a long rope and let them run until they pick up and they reach full speed in their injustices and transgressions and oppressions. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ. Then I seize them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابِ. Allah says, then how is my punishment then? Then imagine how is my punishment. How is my seizing of them? And the other things, Allah gives them opportunity. Allah gives them opportunity. That's why Allah does not seize them immediately for the transgression and oppression that they had committed. And there were many. There were many whom Allah had given the opportunity. And they turned out to be Muslims, and not just ordinary Muslims, but they turned out to become real men of Allah. Allah then says, أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَى كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Is then the one who watches over every soul and watches over what every soul earns not present? Is Allah not present? Don't ever for a moment feel that Allah is not watchful, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned Allah's gaze away from the ummah, or turned Allah's gaze away from the suffering people. Allah says, is the one who is qa'im. Qa'im means who is watchful, who is attending to, who is seeing, who is monitoring every nafs and what every nafs earns. Is he not present? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present and he is ever watchful. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have set up and they have made partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, name them, give them names, give these partners that you have set up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them names and call them by whichever names you feel suitable for them. أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ. Or are you telling Allah, are you informing Allah بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are you telling Allah of something that he does not know of in the land? You have put up all the different gods and these idols and you have given them names as if you are have introduced something or you have discovered something that is not known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a rhetorical question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or are they informing Allah and are they telling Allah of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have knowledge about in the land? أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِنْ قَوْلِ. Or is it just ظَاهِرٍ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, empty words, as we say in English. You know, just empty words that carry no weight, just making up things as they go along. بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the evil planning and the plotting of the disbelievers has been made beautiful for them, has been adorned for them. What they are doing seems right to them. Shaitan has made it seem right. The oppression, the injustice, the mocking and the ridiculing, all of that, it seems as a form of success to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaitan makes it alluring to them. Shaitan adorns it and beautifies it for them. Shaitan makes it look nice. So when you think the wrong that you are doing is right, you're not going to give it up. You're going to keep on doing it. And you're going to convince others that what you are doing is right. And you're going to try and beautify it and make it look sensible for everyone else. And everyone look at it and say, yes, this is right. This makes sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what shaitan does. So the whole world will look at it as if it is the right thing to do. It is the right direction to proceed in. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ. مَكْرُهُمْ, the planning and the plotting and the evil of the disbelievers have been adorned for them. It just makes sense what everyone else is saying. It looks right, the picture that they are painting. وَصُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have been blocked. Because of their transgressions and injustices, they have been blocked, they have been barred, they have been turned away from the right cause and from the right way, the path of guidance and hidayah. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides a person, Allah says, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. There is none who can guide him aright.